Minister, I would like to address some issues that I would like to put on the record as to how we can get the current scheme up to 100% redress. And there are seven issues I'd like to put on the record today. The first one is in relation to insurance companies. Insurance companies in the past have been known to be asked by government to give lump sums towards redress in areas of health. We're asking government to contact the insurance companies and to give an undertaking of giving a lump sum over the next 10 to 20 years, whatever it may be, whatever is necessary, towards making up that 10%. Similarly, the house bonds could make that contribution over the next 10 to 20 years to make up that 10%. And also the Banking Federation, who I was pleased to meet with Deputy Dara Cleary and Minister McConlogue a few weeks ago, equally could make that contribution, and much easier done over a 10, 20 year period than a lump sum. The fourth issue is in relation to VAT. It's another way that doesn't cost the government, that the Minister could look at a VAT exemption of the materials. The fifth area we feel should be looked at is in relation to Sustainable Energy Ireland, giving a grant towards insulation. Number six is a 10-year government bond or guarantee, and I'd like to talk to the Minister more in relation to that.
Thank you. And I would like to thank the senators for raising this, what is, and you're quite right in saying, a very important issue, and also to acknowledge the fact that they had a very limited time to make their contributions. I know that they would have liked to make a very more substantial contribution to it, but it's the rules governing the commencement matters. I'd obviously firstly like to state that I appreciate that the issue of defective concrete blocks is particularly a emotive one for households, and sympathise fully with all those caught up in this very distressing situation. The goal of the grant scheme is to help a restricted group of homeowners who have no practical options to access redress. It's not a compensation scheme, but a mechanism for the state to help ordinary homeowners with no other way out of the situation that is not their fault. Homeowners are engaging with the scheme already. 448 homeowners have applied for grant assistance, 296 of whom have received a stage one confirmation of eligibility. Rigorous analysis was carried out in relation to the circumstances that led to the defective concrete block issue, and the existing scheme was informed by the work of an expert panel and finalised in consultation with the Office of the Attorney General, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, and relevant local authorities and homeowners. The aim of the grant scheme is to remediate the issue of defective blocks and return the building to the condition that it would have been in if it hadn't been affected by the use of defective concrete blocks. The scheme does not prevent homeowners upgrading their homes to 2021 building standards, but it does require that homeowners pay for the marginal cost of these upgrades. The decision to go with a grant scheme as opposed to the type of scheme provided by the Pyrite Redemption Board was intended to give homeowners the flexibility to manage their own projects and allow them to deal directly with the appointed contractor. The department is engaging with SEAI to explore the eligibility for DCB homeowners to SEIA grants. In addition, the government is committed to exempting the DCB homeowners from the LPT liability. Currently, the scheme only applies to the counties of Donegal and Mayo, but additional counties are seeking admittance to the scheme. Any extension to the defective concrete blocks grant scheme will require the same rigorous analysis that was put in place prior to the rollout of the scheme in Donegal and Mayo. It would also have to be the subject of budgetary discussions with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. With regard to the current issues being raised by homeowners, Minister O'Brien has proposed a time-bound working group with representatives from local authorities, homeowner representative groups to review and address any other outstanding issues in relation to the operation of the defective concrete blocks grant scheme, including issues such as grant caps, homeowner contributions, engineering and allowable costs. It is intended that the review will be completed by the 31st of July and will inform any changes or improvements to the scheme as may be required. Following the receipt of the report, the working group and ensuring collaboration with ministerial colleagues, and in particular the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform and the Attorney General, proposals will be brought to government. The scale of the problem is really shocking and a personal impact unimaginable, and I want the affected homeowners to know that government is committed to supporting them as much as possible in the redemption of their homes.
Thank you very much for the reply, and we really welcome the moves by the Minister in relation to the SEAA. They're very welcome. Over and above the issues I mentioned, and we'll particularly discuss the 10-year government bond that I mentioned, there's a fear among homeowners at the moment that if they do some remedial works on the outside of their house, the fear is that this pirate or mica will return. And I suppose the 10-year government bond is about addressing that. And if the department actually have a look at it. It actually is an insurance to ensure that people don't put this push and drive, that they need to step over the advice of engineers and look to have their house demolished when there's no need for it. And it brings that assurance that they need. So thanks very much for the contribution today, Minister, and we look forward to engaging with the Minister's Department much more on this.